Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Well, hello, and I hope everyone's having a fun Friday. Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. I'm Linda Irwin. I'm actually sitting in for Jethro Smith, who is en route to his book signing tomorrow at the two following Hastings bookstore locations in Tennessee. He will be there from 9 to noon at the one in 1660 Memorial Boulevard in Murfreesboro, and he will be at their 1 to 3 at 231 Northgate Drive, Suite 500, Northgate Shopping Center in McMinnville. So if you're anywhere near Murfreesboro and McMinnville, and I understand they're about 40 minutes apart, be sure to stop in, pick up one of his Living in the Psychic Realm books that he and Kay have written, and get an autograph, talk with him, and get to know him a little bit. I'm going to go right into calls since we're getting quite a few in the queue here. We're going to start with area code 347. You're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello?
I'm having difficulty hearing you.
Can you hear me now?
A little better.
Okay. How you doing today?
What's your name?
My name is Anthony.
What was it?
Anthony.
Anthony.
Yes.
Okay. Did you have a specific question you wanted to ask, or?
I guess my question would be dealing with is there like any messages from like any guides around me?
You're getting a sense of those for sure. You're getting thoughts in the middle of the day that are uplifting to you, and it's not coming from physical people around you. That's your guides, yes.
Okay.
I'm getting, too, that there's been some type of loss for you recently.
You said loss?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I mean, most likely that's the job that I just recently left.
Okay. And you're trying to get into a new one, or you're just starting a new one?
Yeah, I'm in that mode. I think the last one was a little bit draining, so I had to, I guess, find something more in line with my spirit.
Okay, they are directing you the way you need to go. The reason you left that job that you recently left was because you needed to move on to something that's more in line with yourself, giving more of your authentic self into what you do.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, allow yourself to learn, to train, and, you know, just do the best you can in that job because I feel that this is right for you. 2012 has been a huge year of change for everyone, and a lot of it's relationship, a lot of it is career. And I feel that you found your calling. Actually, that's what I'm getting from them is you found your calling. And I'm actually seeing two guys. I don't know if these have appeared in your dreams. It seems like they have, but there's a man and a woman. Do you recall having any dreams like that?
I recall having a dream about a woman recently, but I don't recall the guy.
Okay, well, I'm sure that very soon he's going to make himself known to you.
Okay.
And the woman just feels very loving and very nurturing. She's the one that is assisting you in your relationship. He is the one that is assisting you in your career, in your direction in life, your spiritual development, all of that.
Okay.
Just keep on keeping on. You're going in the right direction, and I think this is fabulous. I just love hearing success stories that people have discovered what their calling is.
Okay. And is there anything, I guess, relating to writing? I'm like about writing.
But what was that again?
Is there anything, I guess, in relating to writing or, you know, my creative writing?
Yes, you're doing very well at it. Just express from your heart, and everything will flow.
Okay.
This is a great time of expression for all of us who are awakening. It's a chance for us to reach out to others that are starting to awaken. And you can do that through your heart, through your emotion, because that's how you touch people.
Okay. And so
I'm sorry, I was just going to say they're just like keep on keeping on. They're right there for you. There's a man, and you've already met the woman in your dream time. There's a man there, too, that's helping.
Now, is there a way that I could, better get in tune with my guides or angels?
Yes. Yes, set your intention at night before you go to sleep. Say to them, I wish to meet with you while my spirit is traveling outside of my body tonight. And then set your intention to remember whatever you get in the morning when you get up. When you first get up, before you even put your feet really on the ground, have a notebook and a pen and jot down everything you can about what you remember, even if it's just feelings and not actual visual or audio things. Because later on, if you look at the notes, it will come to you what happened. You'll start to remember.
Okay.
And then as you get more familiar with that, you will get more messages during your daytime, too.
Wow.
They'll be intuitive, or they will show you signs like somebody will say something and they'll draw your attention to it, or you'll hear something on the TV or the radio, or you might see a sign, an actual physical sign, you know, somewhere like a street sign giving you a hint or a clue.
Okay.
So just be open to be aware of those signs. Just set your intention to be open to them.
Okay.
And let us know how it all goes, okay, Anthony?
Thank you so much for everything.
Thank you.
All right, be blessed.
Blessings to you.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to go next to area code 203. You're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good. How are you?
Okay.
What's your name?
Woody.
I like that name.
My question is, partner I'm working with, I'm pursuing a career in music with. I was wondering, do you see that as a long term or just as a stepping stone?
I'm getting a woman with an M name. I don't know if this is one of your loved ones that's crossed over. She's probably middle aged from what I can see. It could be a guide, it could be a loved one, it could be a friend or somebody you knew. But she's actually showing these physical stepping stones. Like there's this stream and there are all these flat, gray stepping stones. And you are about midway through the stream. So this may not be just one stepping stone, but the next thing you may do will be the next one. And now she's showing me stairs that are going up. Okay, each and everything that you've done so far in your career and everything that you're going to be doing, it's all gathering knowledge, information, and skills. I actually see that yours is a process of continual learning right now. And later on, you'll be able to gather all of those skills together and bring something really wonderful as far as reaching out to people. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Great. Do you happen to know who this woman is, by the way?
Huh?
Do you happen to know who the woman with the M name might be?
M name?
Yeah.
Not sure. She said middle age?
Well, there's an A. It sounds like Mary or Margaret or something like that. This might be one of your guides, too. Seems to be a night for guides. The love
guide
can also be guides, yes.
Okay.
But, yes, definitely take this next step. It's very important. All of these steps that you're taking across the stream, metaphorically speaking, up the stairs, metaphorically speaking, is all going to add together to make a big picture for you, to make the career and how you want to reach out to people. Does that make sense?
Okay, yeah, well, yeah. I'm trying to, I'd like to down the road to expand and get us work with other people. I guess, like, have that, I'm gonna say, that connection that the person I'm working with, he's a good artist and all, but I don't know, sometimes I'm unsure of where everything's going with this person.
Well, like I said, this is temporary, but it's also learning for you. What's
okay.
going on with this other person, learn from them. Learn what it is they're doing. See what you can do better. And then when you get ready for the next part, then you'll be able to incorporate it together. And just keep adding the pieces as you learn them.
Okay.
So you get the whole rounded picture of it.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it makes sense, yeah.
Okay, great. And be sure to let us know how it goes, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right, I'm going to move right on now to area code 641. You're on with Linda, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello, this is Darcy.
Hey, Darcy, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Great. Got anything
Good.
Going for Labor Day weekend?
I think we're going to be doing a little bit of picnicking with the family.
I think this, what I'm seeing for you is it's going to be a really nice, relaxing time for you.
I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, I am.
Three-day weekends are always good.
I almost wish I could be there with your family. They sound, to me, it feels wonderful.
They're exciting. We never had a dull moment.
Well, that's what makes life so good, huh?
Oh, yes.
So
I just had a root. Oh, go ahead, sorry.
Oh, no, I was just going to ask you if you had a specific question.
I was wondering if my grandma made it to the other side.
Yes, she did. She absolutely did.
And it's not
I'm
as
also
bad as
getting
she thought
she
it
didn't
was.
Have to, I'm also getting that she didn't have as much orientation time as some people. Apparently, she was rather spiritually aware.
Yes.
So she didn't have to go through the, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Astral City.
No.
Okay, that's one you should probably check out. But in the beginning of that movie, the doctor who wasn't spiritually aware that went over there had some very long orientation and somewhat negative perceptions. She didn't deal with that. In fact, I'm actually seeing a part, I'm speaking of picnics, I'm actually seeing a party and a picnic kind of thing in like a nature area, a lot of trees, a lot of flowers, and there's a stream running behind it.
Wonderful.
I'm seeing like it was a birthday party for her new birth.
Yes. Yes, I kind of got that feeling from her as well, but she was so scared to go.
Well, that's perfectly natural. But once they actually let go, it's
mm-hmm.
like they're amazed, you know. It's like, okay, I kind of knew this was coming, but, you know, when they actually get there, it's like, oh, yeah, this is home. You know, the other place was summer camp.
Oh, wonderful. That does help me a lot.
Did you have some birds chirping? It was either yesterday morning or this morning.
I hear the birds almost every morning.
Oh, because it's like she's sending you bird song.
I had a couple catch my attention yesterday. They stood out.
Okay, that was her. She was singing bird song to you. I guess you guys both shared a love of birds.
Okay.
Maybe you didn't tell her about it, but once she got over there, she knew about it.
We lived in
they
different
know
states,
everything
though.
From over there.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes that can be a little dangerous.
Ah, never. they remember what it's like to be in the human, and that, you know, we do some goofy things sometimes, and that's okay.
Yeah.
It's part of our experience, right?
Yeah.
Because she was a hoot herself.
Yes, all of my grandmas were. They helped make me who I am.
Oh, that's great. Well, anyway, Susa accepted your RSVP to the picnic, and she'll be there.
Wonderful.
Because I guess you
I'll
asked her to be
for
there.
Her.
You asked her to be there.
Yes, I asked her to be a little bit of everywhere with me.
Well, she's looking forward to seeing the family. Hey, it'll be interesting to know how many of them know she's there.
Yes. Yes, I've got two that I look forward to say something.
I know it. You're going to have to let me know how many there were. Yeah, don't tell them that you're doing it. Just see if they bring it up.
Yes, I will. I will do a little experimenting.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. I really do wish I could be there with you.
I will definitely keep you informed.
Oh, yeah. That's great. Need to know anything else while we're on the line? Or?
And do you see me receiving more clear messages myself to help other people, to deliver to my family and friends?
Is there a, I'm getting like Bobby or Robbie, or you know someone by that name?
I've got here or on the other side.
I'm not sure which. They're just giving me the name.
Okay. I have a Robert.
Okay. Would this somehow be involved with your question?
He's kind of clued me in that I've been experiencing things unconscious or subconsciously.
Ah, a teacher.
Yeah. He was really the first one to get the ball rolling, so to speak, for me.
Okay, this is a message to you to allow him to continue to teach you because he's doing a good job.
Okay. Wonderful. Good thing that I like him.
I like it, too. I have a good feeling about him. I really do.
He's a very good soul, and he's not judgmental, and he's a nice guy.
He's spiritual and still down to earth enough to relate to people, yes.
Oh, very much so.
Yeah, he's a great teacher for you. And one of these days, you're going to be a great teacher for others.
I would love that.
Well, it's going to happen.
Yay! I love being able to help people.
Oh, I know you do.
So that's ultimately what I want to do. And right now it's my job, but it's also a passion.
Right. And you're going to meet people that are just in the process of awakening and are going to need your assistance.
Good to know.
Isn't that great?
Oh, yes.
The divine network over there brings people together where they're supposed to be, and that's what's going to happen for you.
Okay.
Well, fabulous. Well, keep
Yay.
Me advised and say hi to Robert for me. I know he doesn't know who I am, but...
Oh, I'm sure he'll probably have a clue. Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if I didn't end up getting either a phone call or a text message in the next 24 hours or so.
Yeah, that's the way it works. Grandma nudging him. Hey, Robert, call her.
Yeah. Yeah, he's good at that, too. He'll, what are you talking about? What are you doing?
Oh, great. Darcy, it was so good to talk to you. But
Thank you so much.
Thank you, and I'll see you on FB or maybe in the astral realm. I'll sneak over to your picnic.
Sounds good.
Okay, cool.
Thanks again, Linda.
Thank you. Okay, and now we're going to move on to area code 712. You are on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Patty.
Oh, I love that name.
Well,
I love
you.
It. There's so many Patties in my life, and I just love them all. And
well, thank you.
How's you tonight?
I am doing good. I'm supposed to be doing algebra, but I want to take a break.
Ah, you're doing your walking?
Algebra, my class.
Oh.
Math class.
Ah. Yeah, I got two stepdaughters, and they had problems with that. So.
Yeah, you know, it's really tough. But I should do okay on it.
So do you have any specific things you want to know about? Or?
I was just wondering, like, my uncles that passed, my aunts, and what are they doing, stuff like that.
I wonder if one of them is the M name I was getting earlier. Mary or Margaret?
I don't know, maybe. Well, I'm sitting here listening to you guys talk on the phone, and the caller that called before, I was drawing a picnic area. And so I got several gifts. But I was trying to think of an M name. I don't know.
Oh, wait a minute. Darcy's in the chat room. I didn't even think to connect it to Darcy. Mary was the name of her grandmother that I guess I was getting earlier. Okay. Mystery solved. Thank you, Darcy.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, sometimes when I get these names and that, I forget to ask everyone, well, what if it wasn't for him, maybe it was for her, you know. Okay, that makes sense then. Thank you so much, Darcy. Okay, let's see if I can get your, see if I can find any, yoo-hoo, aunts and uncles. Ah,
or,
some of them have been over there quite a while.
Yeah, they have been there for quite a while. And
they're working as guides for other family members. I'm actually see them in the conference room where I work when I go over in the astral realm. I'm a part-time spirit guide. So,
oh, okay.
And so I work with them sometimes, and I'm seeing the conference room where they're working.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also getting a feeling of farming around some of them.
A feeling of what?
Like working the farm.
Oh, farming, okay.
I don't know if they grew up on a farm or.
Yeah, I think they did. When they were small, yeah, when they grew up. My grandpa lived on a farm. He was out in the country type.
Yeah. Yeah, this is like threshing the corn and milking the cows. Almost like they're guiding people now. Now, do you have current family members that are in the farming industry or agriculture?
Yes.
Okay. Then they're guiding those relatives of yours now.
Oh,
in
okay.
In that same area.
Oh, nice. Okay. Good to know.
That's nice. So not only are they okay, they're busy working.
Okay. That's good to know. I'll let them know.
Yeah, let your relatives know. I bet they have things happening that they can't explain.
Yeah.
Like one of them might be in a barn or something and there's no animals in there at the time and they hear somebody walking around.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, ask them about that because I'd be really curious to know.
I'll let them know. That's interesting.
Wow. But anyway, they come from they're showing me that they came from a very hard work ethic.
Yeah, they worked hard. They came from like in the 30s and the 40s.
Mhm.
And it was real tough for them to their lives were a struggle.
Well, some of that has been passed on to you.
Oh, okay.
You're a very hardworking person, what they're telling me.
Okay.
What
yes,
they're doing,
I am.
I've got like an uncle, and he's wearing like blue overalls and over a white shirt.
Oh,
and
okay.
And he's got his hand with his fingers touching his heart. And then he takes that, and then he turns and points it to you like it's given to you.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So that's love, and that's also, and he's kind of got his arm up like he's, you know, showing muscle.
Oh, okay.
It either means you're staying very physically fit or you're a hard worker, one of the two.
I'm both. I stay fit.
Both, yeah.
So I exercise a lot and I go for walks daily.
Yeah, I knew about the walks. I didn't know if you were doing any other type of exercise. But from what I've seen of you on Facebook, you're very fit.
Yeah. I want to live a long and healthy life.
And you will.
Yeah.
You're doing all the right things, plus your spirituality, too, is helping a lot.
Yeah.
They're showing me like an energy circulation, like a golden energy, that when you're doing your spiritual meditating, reading about, talking about, doing your own healing, that mm-hmm. golden energy is circling around. It almost looks like a ring of wheat.
Oh, okay.
They look, they like showing wheat here right now in a ring shape.
Oh.
And it's like that golden energy cycles around and keeps things pure.
Oh, good. I know I have a lot of dreams and sometimes of the future, like a future event.
Mm-hmm.
That could be it, too.
Some of them are symbolic, and some of them are working probable realities. And what probable realities are is when we come to a certain point in our life where we don't know which way we want to go,
uh-huh.
we will often play out possible things. If I do this, what will happen from that? Okay, I decide I don't like that. Let's back it up and try something else. See where that is going to go. So if you're running into some things that in your dreams that you don't particularly like,
mm-hmm.
it may be just a probable reality memory.
Oh,
that you tried something, didn't like it, it's like, ooh, back out of there. But it made such a strong impression on you that you remembered it the next morning.
Oh, okay, I see.
Now, sometimes they do give us warnings and heads up about things.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of hard sometimes to know if it's a probable reality until after it happens. If it actually happens, then we knew it was a warning. But they'll do that so that we're somewhat prepared.
Oh, okay. So just be aware.
Right.
Certain them. Okay.
So that means if you get feelings about someone that's close to you and it actually happens, a little bit of that shock has been taken off of you because you've already experienced part of it.
Okay.
Kind of a buffer, kind of a cushion.
Yeah, okay. I see. Now, do you see anything in my future?
You're joining another social group of some kind. You've got a lot of friends, but you're going to make even more.
Okay. That's good.
It almost seems like a spiritual, like a meetup group.
Oh, okay. That'll be
good. You're going to be, and you two are going to be very helpful, you know, by joining in and sharing your experience and your knowledge.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, and this winter won't be as snowy. I don't know why they came up with this. Winter where you're at is not going to be quite as snowy as it has been.
Okay. Well,
oh,
the
I guess it's those farmers and they're watching the weather and what to do with the crops and stuff.
Well, I was actually, my birthday is on Christmas, so I'm hoping it's going to snow on Christmas Day. And I was hoping it could snow the whole month of December, but I don't think so, no. Which is okay.
Kind of sounds like not.
Okay. I just love the snow.
I was born in Denver, and it snowed all the time there. Now I'm in McCall, Idaho, and it can even snow in the summer.
Yeah, it's been so hot here lately.
It has here too, muggy, and especially after sundown.
Oh, wow.
You would think after the sun goes down it would start to cool off, but that's when everything in the house heats up.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you wanted to know about, or?
Well, I'd be graduating from college. I only
have one
class left.
Ah. Yeah, you'll be doing fine.
Okay.
Don't stress.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, they're telling me stress is your enemy. Don't stress.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it defeats your purpose.
Okay.
So just take things one at a time in a relaxed way, and you'll be fine.
Okay. Sounds good.
Keep that confidence going. And I know
okay.
You radiate confidence.
Well, it was good talking to you.
Oh, it's good talking to you, too. And
I'm going to look outside tonight and see the blue moon.
Oh, me too. You know, last night when I looked out, it was bright, bright white.
Yeah, I've seen that.
You noticed
night.
That too?
Yeah.
Yeah, that luminosity. It was a good message to me. It was
yeah.
a positive message from the universe.
And it was so strong. You feel it.
Yeah. I just love this year. I mean, it's fast moving, it's fast paced, and things are changing so quickly. But they're good changes.
I was wondering about, I have one more question about my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Her health is okay. She's the type of person that doesn't say nothing. If I ask her if she's okay, she says, I'm fine. She is 80.
I believe most of the time she is. When she says that, she is. But the key to it here for you is there's a slight difference when she says that and she's not. There's a certain
okay.
look on her face that she gets.
Okay.
That's different from when she really is okay.
Okay.
And it will be not as nonchalant when she says, oh, I'm okay, or I'm just fine. That's the nonchalant
okay.
way. If she
okay.
kind of hesitates and goes, oh, I'm okay, and has a certain look on her face, then you know something's going on. You might need to
mm-hmm.
pressure her a little
oh.
bit.
Yeah, something's up. Okay.
Right.
I think that should be all for now.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Well, thanks, and keep in touch with me.
Okay, and you have a good evening.
Ah,
good
you too. Have a wonderful
Bye.
Labor Day weekend.
Goodbye.
Okay. All righty. Well, I'm going to give out some information here on some people. You can contact my mentor, Jethro Smith. He's at www.jethrosmith.net. Telephone number 928-284-0437. Kay and Jethro Smith are the authors of Living in the Psychic Realm, and it's a coming-of-age story, Jethro's own story, about what it was like for him growing up and having some amazing abilities, and people didn't really understand that. And a lot of children these days are growing up into a world where they have special abilities, and people don't understand what's going on with them, how to deal with them, how to relate, how to communicate. And if you have anybody in your life like that, I would strongly advise you get this book. It's also available Amazon, and it's available at Hastings Bookstore. That's www.gohastings.com. And his book signings tomorrow are going to be in Tennessee. September 1st, Hastings Bookstore, both locations, 9 to 12 at Murfreesboro, Tennessee, 1660 Memorial Boulevard, from 1 to 3, Hastings Bookstore, Northgate Shopping Center, 231 Northgate Drive, Suite 500, and that's in McMinnville. Then, September 22nd, you're going to be in Brooksville, Florida. You can see him at Inner Peace Bookstore, 425 West Jefferson. And Jethro will be on Psychics Gone Wild tomorrow, so be sure to tune into that. Click the follow button up there in the upper left corner of your player screen, and you can get all the updated information about upcoming episodes. Be sure, too, if you missed any episodes, check out the archives. Check out the on-demand section, not only of Psychics Gone Wild, but our sister show, Living in the Psychic Realm. Also, they sell some really healthy coffee, tea, cocoa, latte drinks, and this is healthy because it has Ganoderma, and Ganoderma comes from the reishi mushroom. It has been known to decrease inflammation, lower blood pressure, lower blood sugar, and it also detoxifies the body. So be sure to get a hold of Jethro at the information I just gave here. And also Kelly C. She's on Psychics Gone Wild. She does the birth card readings. Kelly C. can be reached for the coffee information at kcogcoffee@gmail.com. If you would like a Reiki treatment or a birth card reading, you can reach her at kcbirthcards@gmail.com. You can also telephone her at 719-289-4907. And if the message is not returned in 24 hours, go ahead and send an email to the kcbirthcards@gmail.com. I will be back on also on Sunday with Jane Borowski here on Psychics Gone Wild. And also our sister show, Living in the Psychic Realm, Sunday night. I'll be with Sandra Green and several others in the Psychics Roundtable. That is always a lot of fun because you get readings not just from one, but even three or four of us all at one time. So we're going to go ahead now, and I'm going to get the next caller up here. And we have area code 423. You're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi there. How are you all tonight?
Oh, good. How are you?
Doing good. This is Bear Hogan. I'm from Tennessee. And actually, Jethro is going to be about 20 minutes away from me tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yes, ma'am.
Cool.
And I was lucky enough to have him on a show that I occasionally do on Blog Talk, or was doing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if I'm going to do it anymore, but that actually was kind of having him on along with another best-selling author was kind of the pinnacle of my shows. I think it may have ended up being one of the last ones that I'll do here on Blog Talk. But at any rate, you know, I just wanted to call in and let you guys know that I'm so excited about tomorrow. Being able to go meet him and discuss some things and having him on the show, like I said, was wonderful. And he's a great guy because he did it at the last minute. He agreed to come on the show at the very last second there. So it was amazing.
Oh, that is great. Yeah, he's very flexible.
Yeah, absolutely. He doesn't mind, obviously doesn't mind doing things at the last moment like that. And everything was great, and I just wanted to let you guys know as well, even though I might not be on Blog Talk anymore, I'm still going to be listening in, and I just don't feel like doing the show is really where I need to be right now.
Right.
And, you know, with my energy, and, you know, it's not for everybody. And, you know, I think right now, you know, the best thing for me to do is to go back into what I call, what I like to call sponge mode, and soak up and learn as much as I possibly can.
Absolutely. And, you know, this was a stepping stone for you, too. It's all part of your rounded experience, doing the blog talk And now it's time for you to move to the next thing. And I'm glad you know that and you're going to do that.
Absolutely. It's going to be wonderful. Actually, Jethro has actually offered to give me a few pointers in writing. And Karen Van Sammon, another lady that has written a few paranormal books, is a good friend of mine. And they were able to talk a little bit on the show as well. And so they became friends. But they both, being able to talk to two best-selling authors at the same time was amazing. And I got lots of pointers because all I've been doing is having people left and right telling me, I need to write about my story. You know, I need to write about, my near, flatlining three times and being injured overseas and different things like that and kind of what's happened since then in an awakening almost.
Yeah.
As soon as I get the, what I'm wanting to do is get that Dragon program. I don't know if you guys have heard of that.
Well, I'm not personally familiar, but.
Okay. Well, what basically just, it lets you talk and it translate and types for you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's a really cool thing because, my biggest problem right now in writing is writing in that point of view of a character's actually, speaking in quotes, as like Jimmy said, quote unquote, blah 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 blah, quote unquote, whatever, and I'm having a hard time, really getting that down when I'm trying to type and write it out that way. I figured if I was able to speak it out loud, and it would write for me, then it would get done so much quicker and it would be so much more accurate and things like that. So I think it's going to work out really well. So that's what I'm hopefully going to be able to get, once my wife and I return from a little mini vacation tomorrow. So not only going to see Jethro, but then going ahead into Athens, Georgia tomorrow afternoon as well. So we're going to be all over the place tomorrow. We're going to go to a football game and it's down at UGA and also meet Jethro tomorrow as well. So, at any rate, I just wanted to ask you a real quick question now that I've got you on the line as well, if you don't care, about, what. Now, I know that I may have talked to you before on the show when Jethro was on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not 100% sure. I can't remember. My memory is not that great sometimes due to the head trauma. But at any rate, what would you suggest as far as spiritually and trying to give someone your, I guess, how can I ask this? I'm so sorry. I guess the best way to ask it is if you have somebody that you know is struggling and having some unexplained experiences spiritually or, whether it be, some type of paranormal event or something like that, what in your opinion is really the best way to approach someone like that? It constantly is, this keeps on and on and on and, help me, please. I know that you're intuitive. I know you can connect with my energy. What is going on? And I don't know what to say to this person.
Okay. If you want, you can refer them to me because I cover all range of experience, whether
really?
It's extraterrestrial or
okay.
Whether it's guides coming through, because a lot of people now are having lights that appear at night when they're trying to sleep. They don't know what these lights are. These orbs are. A lot of orbs also showing up in photographs. Hearing
in their house?
And hearing voices like they're coming from a distant radio.
Oh, okay, okay.
And seeing things in the sky that don't make sense. You can't explain
them. Right. Now, that's one thing that I have had happened to me over the last couple of weeks. So actually, my wife pulled me outside, and we saw something that didn't seem to belong there. So that's happened with me, but not necessarily in the house, though. But this person that I'm speaking of is just constantly on me about trying to get her some help.
Refer her to me.
Okay.
Okay.
I absolutely will.
Yeah. Because I've dealt with the entire range of paranormal experience, whether it's human spirit, whether it's dark energy, or whether it's people from beyond this planet.
Okay.
I recognize all of it.
Well, it's definitely something that I'm intrigued by. I would love to be on a team of some sort, but, you know, with being epileptic, I don't drive much. Not a very good idea, of course. I do have a dog that's trained. I have an epileptic dog, but still, you know, she is not ever going to be 100% right on. At any rate, you know, I don't get around too terribly much, but when I do, I make it worthwhile, like tomorrow, going to see Jethro and then also go down to Athens. So, at any rate, you know, I will definitely refer her to you. What is the best way for her to get a hold of you?
Okay, my email is CN as in Nancy, T as in Tom, N as in Nancy, U, M as in Mary, X, at Frontier, FRONTIER.com.
Okay. All right, I got it. Good deal.
And also, if you would be interested in also, I have a channel on YouTube called Vorlon God, VORLONGOD, and I have about 42 videos on there, maybe 43.
Oh, wow.
A lot of them show some interesting stuff that goes on in my house and outside in the skies.
Oh, wow.
And I explain it.
You've got a lot of experiences.
Yeah, and I explain what's going on in there. Because some people actually see faces. Now, be kind of shadowed out. They're not real clear. They'll see faces in their house, or they'll see complete misty forms, or what looks like fog, and there's no way there could be fog inside the house.
Right.
The orbs, the shooting lights that go across the... And there's even one that I have videotaped a being walking backwards through my kitchen.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
You can see the eyes and the shape of the head and everything very clearly.
Oh, wow. I bet that was definitely interesting, to say the least.
Yes, it was. And, you know, the thing, the main message is do not fear.
Yes, yeah. That's what I'm trying to tell this person. She is scared out of her dadgum mind.
I will put her mind to rest. I have been involved with Star Cousins and the other side for over 50 years, actually.
Wow, okay.
And
so
I am just fine, so they're not going to hurt us.
Right, and you know, the thing is putting up that protection, and I understand that about myself now. It took a while, and it actually took, you know, it took Jethro's advice as well as a few other people that are on Blog Talk. And, I'm able to ground myself a lot better, obviously, now and whatnot. I'm so sorry about this. This is so rude. I apologize.
Okay.
I should have had my phone turned off. At any rate, I tell her not to be afraid. Now, last night, you know, she called into a show and was led down the wrong path, I believe, into believing that this person over the phone was able to get rid of whatever it is that's going on in her house. And that was not the case. And, you know, it just turned into a back and forth, you know, just negativity. Last night. And so, you know, I told her after the show was over, I told her to, you know, give me a ring or whatever. And, my wife and I are comfortable enough with it. You know, she doesn't mind me talking to people, and other ladies, just as long as she knows that I'm trying to help them, of course. And, that's 100% of the time that's the case. And, you know, unless it's Miss Hammond or, you know, somebody that's an author or something like that is trying to help me. With the book or whatnot, but she was scared out of her mind, and this guy did not help anything at all.
Communication is number one. Knowing that they know what we're feeling and thinking is number two.
Right.
Communicate to them from a place of peace and cooperation and expect respect.
Yes.
And you will get it.
Right.
It is the universal law that if you stand inherent in your integrity, then nothing can harm you. It's not permitted
right.
to, because we're all equal, sentient, spiritual energy beings of the universe.
Oh, I agree totally, and especially with being full-blooded Cherokee, you know, Indian. You know, I was raised by that belief as well, and but just put it worded a little bit differently, of course. And mom and dad are very very spiritual people, and of course, and they still practice the Native American heritage and the a lot of the traditions, but not quite as much anymore. Now that they're 75 and 73, they can't do a lot of the dances and the rituals and things like that.
Yeah,
the
rituals are not really needed.
I'm sorry.
The rituals are not really needed.
Right. It's just for them, it's more of a, it's kind of like a tradition.
Right.
Right?
But at their
it's not really something to them is 100% necessary.
Right. At their age, intention is enough for the tradition.
Their
thought about it.
Right.
They don't need to actually go through the ritual. They just need to keep that tradition in their heart and send it out.
Right, and that's where they're going with it now.
Great.
That they're getting older and things like that. A lot of people still, will make mention, even on a show or two where I've had somebody tell me that I worship idols because I'm Cherokee, because I'm Native American. we believe in spirits for different things,
mm-hmm.
But we don't worship idols. This person was basically telling me because I was Native American, I was born to hell. And that's a lack of knowledge about what the Native American belief system really is about. And so, it's a beautiful thing either way. And I don't want to take your whole show by talking about that. I just wanted to see what you thought about, how to approach this girl that is continuously calling me and continuously having activity in her house.
Okay.
And I didn't even look to the. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Just send her to me.
Yeah, I will. I definitely will. I'm going to email her right now. And tell her that, and give her your email and your information if you don't mind. Like you said, send her to you, so I will.
Great. I have taught a lot of people in the same situation, so.
Okay, fantastic. And I hope you can help her because I have tried my best. I've even called a paranormal team or two in her area, and she doesn't, I live nowhere near this girl. She's from Omaha, Nebraska.
Oh, okay.
And here I am in Tennessee.
Okay.
I was just trying to help.
Well, great.
And, just trying to help a little bit, but maybe you can help, you with the experience that you have and things like that. Obviously you would be better qualified to help her in maybe a couple of different ways that I'm just completely ignorant about this.
Okay.
For the lack of knowledge,
Well, I'll do that. I hate to cut you short, but we've got about 30 seconds left on the show.
I really appreciate you letting me on the air.
Oh, thank you. And I look forward to hearing from both of you.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good night.
Good night. Thank you, everyone, to tuning in to Psychics Gone Wild. be sure to listen tonight and at the sister show, Living in the Psychic Realm, which is 11, 10, 9, 8, depending on what time zone you're in. And I'll be back on Sunday on Psychics Gone Wild and Living in the Psychic Realm Roundtable. Everyone have a fabulous Labor Day weekend, and we will catch you tomorrow.